The Run Home with Ox and Marco.
Well, the Sydney Swans travel to Melbourne to face Carlton at Etihad Stadium on Saturday. The Sydney Swans captain is Josh Kennedy, 0-5 just at the moment. He joins us at Melbourne's home of footy. Josh, thanks for your time.
G'day, guys. Thank you.
No wins at this stage of the season, Josh. Pretty unusual for the Sydney Swans. How does that affect day-to-day up there?
Oh, look, it's hard not to think about it, mate. It's hard not to be reminded of it, especially this time of year. It's obviously reported a lot, but there's not much we can do about it now. So it's just about focusing on the things we can control and trying to turn it around.
Josh, I'm looking at your ins and outs on a weekly basis, and some are concerning, and one in particular is Alia. We've watched him progress through last year and this year. Why is he not in the side?
Yeah, I think he's just had a pretty late start to pre-season. Basically, just like a lot of guys in our side at the moment, just a bit out of form, low on confidence, and he needs to get back to that. I'm sure if he puts in the work, he can turn it around.
Hey, Josh, Mark Robinson here. When you're in a situation like this, good to talk to you. When you're in a position like this, mate, which you haven't been in for a long time, we were cracking jokes before, okay? Because we think when the tension is really, really tight, you need a circuit breaker. Now, in football clubs, you can't be walking around on eggshells all the time. And so you've got to try and, yes, it's a serious situation.
We went to the pub one time. We went to the pub and had a session.
Melbourne did.
After losing five or six games. We won the next week.
Yep. How many pots?
Lots.
What, 10?
On a Monday, more.
Now, we're not asking you, Josh, if you're going out drinking, but there's got to be some sort of levity, bit of fun still in the game for you guys to enjoy it, because if you don't, geez, it'll just weigh you down even worse than what it is. Do you agree with that or not?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I agree with that. If you're not enjoying coming to the footy club and putting in the time there, then absolutely it's going to weigh you down and you're not going to get the results you want. So,
are you still loving it, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a tough challenge, and it's something that I've never been involved with, but not many people at the club have been involved with. But it's a challenge that we're not going to shy away from. I think if anything, this experience will make us stronger, and we're trying to, I guess, learn from it at the moment. But I think put in place the things that we've done for so long to try and get us back to our best, which we know we can do.
Is it it's a group thing, but does the leaders take control a little bit more? Do you look for the coaching staff to take a lot more control? But you've got a lot of kids around, so I'm presuming it's the leaders, I think, would probably grab the reins. Fair, not fair?
Absolutely fair. I think in situations like this, I think it can be pretty normal for a lot of people within the footy club, the leaders, the senior players, the coaching staff to wear the weight of it themselves and think that it's their responsibility or my responsibility or John's responsibility. At the end of the day, I think it's that group. It's the coaching staff, the leaders. I think we need to, no doubt, take control. And at the end of the day, there is no silver bullet, but we just got to get back to playing our best footy as senior players and trying to show the way for the young guys that have come in this year.
Ox jumped in before, and I know football's changed, but football still played above the head a lot. Their circuit breaker was going for a beer. Is it as simple as that? Does that still exist, Josh? Is that right, everyone?
Down to King's Cross. No. Let's go.
Or Bondi, wherever you go for a drink. Wherever you go for a drink. So, right, everyone, we're getting together.
Yeah, I think that's those things still stand the test of time in the fact that the worst thing I think you could do in this situation is to create divide, to point the finger, to start blaming exterior factors for the position we're in. And anything that's going to bring the club closer together, the playing group, the coaching staff closer together, That's certainly what you want to be ramming home in this situation.
Now, Josh, if you haven't experienced this before, or very few people at the club experience this, who do you seek advice from outside the club? You're not going to tell me who, but do you seek advice from outside the club because you've not been in this situation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've got people that in my immediate family, extended family, that I would seek advice through for a number of situations. Personally, for the team aspect, that's generally held me in good stead, and my belief is that it'll hold the club in good stead as well. And we've got no shortage of people that have been part of successful teams and had sustained periods of success. And I think it's just about trying to cultivate what creates that and getting back to that and trying to make it as simple as possible and then working hard towards it. And if you're doing that and doing everything you can in that regard, then I'm sure it'll turn around.
Kieran Jack is somebody that we've, grown really fondly of.
Everyone.
He plays as tough as anybody, but it's obvious his body's not right. There's obviously he's nowhere near 100% at the moment.
Yeah, well, he's been withdrawn with a bit of a hip complaint, and he's
Is that all it's been though? Is even before the hip in the last 7 days or so, did he have anything else prior to that?
It's been the same. It's been an ongoing thing for him.
Okay.
And the weekend was probably the straw that broke the camel's back to give him a few weeks to get it right. But he's been carrying that for a few weeks, and unfortunately, one of those cases where absolutely flying pre-season, then going into the first practice game, hurt it and didn't get much of a run up, which is tough. I mean, the game's certainly not getting easier, and it's gone are the days where any player, no matter how good you are, I think, can come in off not doing much for an extended period of time.
Ox asked you before, and sort of the answer was yes. He said you still love the game, and you said yes, absolutely. But your role this year, Josh, as captain, means that you have had to think about stuff this year than you've had to think about in all your... I know you've been in the leadership group, but even being in the leadership group is different, I would imagine, than being the captain of the football club. Has it been a challenging period for you because you're worried about your own game, you're worrying about other people, you're worrying about the relationship with the coaches and the players and the messages and all those things that get asked when your team is in a form slump? How are you handling that, all that extra baggage?
I think I'm handling it okay. It's certainly been a challenge and will continue to be, but it's nothing that I wasn't prepared for when committing to take the captaincy. But it's one of those cases where, again, I reiterate what I was saying before about you can tend to feel a lot of the pressure internally, personally, myself or John or the other leaders, the senior players. But what's been good is the support from the footy club and the coaching staff and the senior players in the group and outside the walls of the SCG to know that I'm certainly not on my own here and we're all trying to get the ship going again and getting all the parts working to get back to our best.
Hey Josh, one of the great things about watching Sydney play the last 5, 6, 10 years, the midfield is so tough. They just get in and rip after it. They hurt people. It's great fun to watch. But has it taken its toll on the midfield as it stands today? Is it hard to play that brand of football year after year after year?
I guess a short answer is yes, it is. It is hard, but everything's hard about it. It's hard to back up year after year after year, but that's really no excuse. There's teams that have done it. I think we've done it, and there's no right reason why we can't keep doing it. I think that it's a situation we find ourselves in that's very unfamiliar, and We just got to work our way through it. But it's, I don't think it's a matter of the last few years taking it out of us. Certainly not.
Any big changes this weekend, Josh, that you can tell us about?
I don't know, actually. I told you about Kieran. But...
Come on, John. You've got to be another team. Yeah, well, captain.
I'm not sure what the... I should have read up about this prior to getting on the...
It's okay.
Is Alir Alir playing?
Sorry?
Alir Alir?
Alir Alir is not playing, no.
Okay.
Josh, thanks for your time. Good luck against the Blues on
great
Saturday.
Great chat. Great chat.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Good you. On you. Josh Kennedy. A gun, Sydney Swans
warrior.
Captain.
There are
warrior.
Some boys, massive monster outs, ladies and gentlemen. Just buckle up.
North Melbourne. Are we going to say this one? Do we know it? Yep. North Melbourne has swung the axe and dropped both Lindsay Thomas and Andrew Swallow.
There's some other big ones too.
Not a surprise.
No.
That's not a surprise.
There'll be more bigger ones than those two. Just but stay tuned.
Move. It's a big move.
And he already made big moves, Brad. He made them at the end of last year. And he's been quite bold.
Some other... monsters.
Yeah, there'll be some big ones.
If you
axings or injuries?
Might be injuries, I think. I think the Pies and the Hawks might be
Hawks and the Pies.
Feeling a few.
I'll
let's
be listening
just,
in
let's
after
just
the
wait
break.
And just a bit of theatre.
I thought you were going to say, hey, Joshy, knock, knock.
No. No, he answered the questions lovely. Yeah, I thought you had
thought
the courage.
I thought you were the go.
No. He's a really good person, Kennedy. He's a,
how would he have
he takes
it?
Jokes. He likes not
he likes
jokes.
And he and seriously, when you said... We went for a beer. There's no doubt Josh Kennedy would take his group for a beer. There's no doubt.
One of the
you know
great
what?
Bonding sessions
Kennedy,
of all time, Robbo.
He likes a beer. Mm. He's an old-fashioned person.
Guess who was leading the conga that night?
Where at? The Swans or
Black
Melbourne?
Prince at the Black Prince.
Oh, you
the Black
you boys?
Prince.
Yeah. Barmy.
The coach was.
Yep.
Going around the Black Prince.
I was on.
What was he wearing?
Oh,
Tarzan.
I think he had a headband on at one stage.
Magnificent.
We had coasters on our nose.
All the
was
team.
There a coaster fight?
Yeah, there's a coaster fight.
All the teams coming up after the break. We might even get a Neil Baum update.
The Run Home with Ox and Marco. 3-7 weekdays on 11:16 SEN. Melbourne's home of footy.